Well, we're still looking for a pretty big mess tonight, and looks like we'll see mostly a mix of snow and sleet, maybe some ice pellets and snow pellets mixed in that should start in this area around 7 o'clock this evening and last through the night. And it looks like areas north of Lafayette and, say, out towards Fowler, we'll probably see more snow than sleet. And areas south of Lafayette, say, headed towards Lebanon and, you know, even down into the Indianapolis area, might see more sleet and freezing rain. So we're here in Lafayette going to be very close to a transition zone from more snow to sleet to freezing rain and ice accumulation. And so just across Tippecanoe County, we could see the accumulation of snow and sleet ranging from around 1 inch, maybe in the southern part of the county, up to 3 inches in the northern part of the county. And so there's a lot of uncertainty with this forecast, and having this warmer air aloft that's very close to our area makes it really difficult to nail down exactly what type of precipitation we're going to get and when we're going to get it.
I'm guessing with the transition zone that the snow is going to be pretty wet. We're not going to be looking at the big fluffy flakes.
Yeah, I think that that's true. This it should be wet, and well, it's actually, we're looking at temperatures that are going to be close to freezing, maybe a mile above the ground. And then it gets colder when you get closer to the ground. And so that causes those snowflakes to melt partially, and then they freeze again as they fall into that colder air. So we get more of those little pellets of ice, and it sort of feels like little bits of hail or little sort of opaque snow pellets that have some water that's frozen around the original snowflake. That doesn't accumulate as rapidly as the fluffy light snow that we see when we have colder conditions. But we're still expecting a good amount of precipitation, so that'll accumulate pretty quickly, you know, this evening and overnight tonight.
Do you think it'll go into the morning commute or mid-morning, or hard to say?
The bulk of the precipitation should be over before sunrise, but then we're expecting this changeover to more of a drizzle type of precipitation. So it would be a really light drizzle, and if the surface temperatures are still below freezing, that will freeze. And so at least for a few hours tomorrow morning, we're expecting this freezing drizzle to occur, and that's just going to add to the, you know, ice accumulation, any ice accumulation that we do get. And so we're expecting that drizzly weather to continue probably into tomorrow afternoon. The temperatures are actually predicted to rise once we get into tomorrow morning, and we're expected to get above freezing by mid-morning tomorrow. So that should end any freezing precipitation and help, you know, to get things to begin to melt. The roads should get in a much better shape as we get into tomorrow afternoon. But we do expect some of that really light precipitation to last into tomorrow afternoon. But the bulk of it, the snow, the sleet, will be overnight tonight